blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 23, the verses 39 to 43. Luke 23, 39 to 43. One of the criminals hanging there hurled insult at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other one, however, rebuked him, saying, "Don't you fear God? You received the same sentence he did. Ours, however, is only right because we are getting what we deserve for what we did, but he has done no wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come as king." Jesus said to him, "I promise you that today you will be in paradise with me." My theme for reflection is the 11th hour salvation. The 11th hour salvation. In Luke 23, 39 to 43, we witness one of the most significant moments of grace recorded in the Bible. As Jesus hung on the cross, two criminals were crucified beside him. This passage reveals the stark contrast between two responses to Christ and highlights the boundless mercy available to us even in the final moments of life. The scene at Golgotha is both heartbreaking and hope-filled. One criminal, in his pain and anger, hurls insults at Jesus, demanding proof of his divinity through a miraculous rescue. The other, however, rebukes his fellow criminal, acknowledging their just punishment and recognizing Jesus' innocence and kingship. He humbly asks, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus' response, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise," is a promise of immediate and complete salvation. This story is often cited as an example of 11th hour salvation, an individual finding redemption in their last moments. It reveals the truth that it is never too late to turn to Christ. This criminal's repentance and faith, despite a life of wrongdoing, were met with Jesus' assurance of eternal life. It demonstrates that salvation is by grace through faith, not by works, and that Jesus' mercy is available to all, regardless of their past. My dear friends, in today's world where people are often preoccupied with their past mistakes and unworthiness, this story is a powerful reminder of God's grace. It speaks to those who feel it is too late to turn their lives around, offering hope that transformation is always possible with Christ. The passage challenges us to not delay in seeking a relationship with Jesus, but it also reassures us that it is never too late to do so. We are reminded that while God's grace is freely available, presuming upon a deathbed conversion is a risky gamble. Our lives are fragile, and the opportunity to turn to Christ should not be postponed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways does the story of the repentant thief challenge your understanding of God's grace and forgiveness? Number two, how can you apply the lesson of immediate repentance and faith in your daily life rather than waiting for a more convenient time? Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the boundless grace you offer through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the story of the repentant thief, which reminds us that it is never too late to turn to you. Help us to live each day with a heart open to your mercy, and a willingness to repent and seek your forgiveness. Guide us to extend this same grace to others, reflecting your love in our words and in our actions. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.